This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Travis County officials have been trying to innovate the way we vote, specifically the voting machines we use. The project was called StarVote, and last year it pretty much died. But that might not be the end of the story. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the whole thing started more than a decade ago.
In approximately 2005, I got a little irritated.
This is Travis County Clerk Dana Debevoise.
Because many of the folks in the computer security community were criticizing election administrators for what they saw as the inadequacies in DREs or electronic voting.
Computer security experts have issues with electronic voting machines. They argue they're vulnerable to hacking, and some of these experts have been pretty vocal about their concerns. And that includes this guy, one of the many people who was irritating Dana Debevoise back in 2005.
My name is Dan Wallach. I'm a professor in the Department of Computer Science at Rice University.
After some big problems with paper ballot machines during the 2000 presidential election, voting administrators ditched paper and started using DREs, or direct recording electronic voting machines. Houston first floated the idea of switching to DREs in 2001. Wallach urged city leaders to reconsider.
And my message then was, these are just computers. And computers are hackable.
Well, Houston switched to DREs anyway, and so did Travis County. In fact, a lot of the state and a lot of the country did. That's when Dana Debevoise and Wallach started having run-ins.
Arguing, you know, with each other in public at various forums where I would say, this is a bad idea, and she'd say, no, it's great.
In the voting world, there are two sides, paper ballot people and electronic voting people. So Dan Wallach, a paper guy, doesn't like electronic voting systems because he says they're not secure or reliable. And Dana Debevoise doesn't like paper ballots.
Because they don't assist voters with disabilities. And one of the things that the new law says is that you have to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act in whatever voting system you have. And the only voting systems that assist voters with disabilities are electronic voting systems.
So Dan and Dana didn't see eye to eye on this for a lot of reasons. But then in 2011, they ran into each other again.
Dana was the invited speaker at a voting conference. And this was a voting technologists conference, and she stands up in front of a room full of people and says, I want your help.
And so I challenged the group, and I told them, I said, look, if you want a better voting system, then work with us, and I will help you develop a voting system that meets your needs, and I will make sure that it works properly in the field, that it's a practical system.
We're all like, what? And what she said was, well, our machines are now a decade old. We're going to have to replace them. And we don't like anything that's on the market.
After the conference, Wallach says Debevoise called him up out of the blue one day.
And she says, Dan, I want your help. Let's do this. I said, wow, sure. Can I invite my friends?
So Dan Wallach called up some of his buddies in research and computer security, and they all decided to help Debevoise out.
And next thing I know, we have a meeting in the Travis County Clerk's office.
And so work began at that point, and we worked for 12 years together, a group of some brilliant people, to put together what ultimately became StarVote.
STAR is an acronym for Secure, Transparent, Auditable, and Reliable. What this group came up with basically combined paper voting and electronic voting in one system. Debevoise says it's an electronic voting machine that creates a paper trail.
That says this is the matching paper document for what the voter created in an electronic record of their actual ballot.
It also links the paper trail to the electronic record, so you have something to check against the totals created by the computer. But most importantly, voters in this system will have verification that their vote was cast the way they intended.
People can check for themselves.
That's Josh Benelow, a cryptographer for Microsoft Research. He also worked on StarVote.
And this is a very powerful property. It even can be said to be a democratization of the electoral process that I'd very much like to see in Austin and all over the country, all over the world.
Combined with an easier design of what voters actually interact with on these machines, StarVote became something that election officials like Dana Debevoise and Dan Wallach and all of his friends could agree on. Benelow says what Debevoise did is a big deal.
Dana had the courage to go out and basically stick her neck out and say, okay, none of the vendors out there are providing anything close to what my constituents need. I'm going to reach out to researchers and see if they can put something together and see if we can find a way to get it built.
And that last part, actually getting StarVote built, is where this ambitious project meets some frustrating realities. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Ashley Lopez, KUT News. We'll be right back.